Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Sabrina Parsons back on the show. I've known Sabrina a long time, even though she hasn't been on the show for a little while, we've missed her very much. She's the CEO of Palo Alto Software, and as I mentioned earlier, that's a business her father founded. I love telling you about family, second generation, third generation family-owned businesses, great American success stories. They're the folks who make Business Plan Pro, one of the original software business planning softwares on the planet. Now their new programs are more cloud based and exciting. And she's our good friend Sabrina Parsons. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
And a mom of three knucklehead boys.
That's correct.
is that redundant? Knucklehead boys. That's redundant, isn't it?
Probably. Yes.
So you're a CEO and a mom. How's that work out?
Well, it's tough. There's a lot going on. One of the ways it works out is that I run the business with my husband. So
right,
that
Noah.
Is very, yep, Noah. So it's really, really helpful. Both of us can have some flexibility and back each other up. And there's times we can do business in sort of, in ways that facilitate being parents and business owners.
Right, right. So it's a team, right? You got to be partners and teammates, don't you?
Exactly.
And
with
three boys, you guys are outnumbered. You got to work on this. You got to do zone defense, right? You can't do man to man anymore.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. It is a lot of. A lot going on, definitely. Sometimes it feels like you can't get it all done, but...
And how many employees you got?
We are right about 70 now.
Wow. I remember I came out to see you guys years ago, and you had like 23 or 4 or something like that. So congratulations on that kind of growth. But that's 70 other children you got to take care of, isn't it?
It is. We've been really purposeful
or
about
cats,
hiring.
Cats you have to herd, maybe I should say.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, it's one of those things that over the last 10 years, because we're just approaching 10 years that we've been running the business,
right?
You learn a lot. And one of the things you learn is hiring and how you hire people is really, really important. And you have to put a lot of thought into it because we don't have time to herd cats. So we got to get good people.
So are you saying that what you've learned about onboarding the best people, is that one of the best lessons you've learned?
Oh, absolutely. I think one of the biggest lessons I've learned is for our business, because of what we do, software development, online content development, the strategy, the product, how you build things. It's not that it's easy, but you can learn how to do it. You can get good people to help. You can plan your strategy. Managing people is probably the hardest part, and they're our biggest asset as well.
Right.
So it's the most important.
It's your
part,
biggest investment for sure, isn't it?
Exactly. And it's challenging, and you learn. You really learn that you have to think through the hiring side of it very, very carefully, and you have to be very purposeful about a culture in a company and hire for the culture.
Right. That's a really good point. So now you're a second-generation American business success story. What's it like being a family business?
Oh, it's great. It's great. I would say, you know, every business has its ups and downs. On the family side, one of the things that my husband and I have to be very careful about is to have times when we don't talk about business.
It's hard not to take it home, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And we do take it home, but we try to take it home appropriately. You know, for instance, in the wintertime, our boys ski on the Mount Bachelor ski team.
Right.
And we've got a little cabin over there. And every Friday evening, we drive over, and every Sunday, we come back.
Right.
So every Friday evening, we debrief.
It's kind of hard to think about business when you're skiing. This is such a great thing to do. But I have to tell you, and I'm not taking anything away from you, but I do have to say this. You had a great dad to turn things over to you. He's a pretty special guy, and I know you agree with me. A lot of people in his position aren't intellectually able to do that, and psychologically able to do that. I that's the way I see it. What do you think? I'll give you last thoughts.
Oh, absolutely. No, my dad Tim gave us reins to a company that was all about good things going on. So yeah.
And she's a pretty smart cookie too, folks. That apple didn't fall far from the tree. Sabrina Parsons and I, we're going to talk about business planning after these messages. Stay with us. 20 till.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.